now, the Messengers Radio Show with Marcus and Trisha Draper.
Hello, everybody. This is Marcus.
And Trisha.
And we are the Messengers.
Yes, we are.
Hope everybody's doing great today, or whatever day you're listening to this. We're actually recording this on a Wednesday night, September 3rd, 2015.
Thursday night. September 3rd.
September, yeah.
2015, yes.
I'm a day behind.
You are. But we spoke to you last time about authority. We just kind of touched on authority. And that's something God really placed on my heart. I had a shoulder injury, and I came home one evening, and it was hurting very, very bad. And I just took my authority. I said, no, in Jesus' name, I have authority over this pain. Jesus died to give me this authority, and I am healed and whole in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I just took that authority, and I stood on it. And I have had hardly any problems since. It's
Amen.
Just been getting better and better. My physical therapist just blew him away. He couldn't believe it. And I have full range of motion. I can do anything I want.
And before, tell him about the range of motion before.
I could hardly move my mouth. I couldn't move it up all the way. I could move it maybe 45 degrees, and that would hurt really bad. It was hard to put out at a 90-degree angle. It just hurt. But now I can move it any way I want to, and I can. There's a tear in the tendon, but I just believe that God has just sewn that right back up together.
Mm-hmm. So now you can kind of, out there that are listening, understand, you know, why it would freak out the physical therapist, because she had a very small amount of range
mm-hmm.
a few days before.
Yes, just a few days before.
And then after taking the authority that Friday night,
mm-hmm.
which was last Friday.
Last Friday.
And going to see the physical therapist on Monday?
Tuesday.
And then being able to do all this, you can understand how it kind of... And then, not only that, but you were able to say...
I did. I told him the story, and I told him what happened, and it just his eyes were so big. He's like, okay. And so I started doing my exercises in the pool, and... About 15 minutes later, he comes over to me and he goes, okay, tell me again what happened.
So when you start using the authority and seeing these things happen, don't just keep them to yourself.
Mm-mm.
You never know who out there who may need to hear it.
Yes.
And, you know, Trisha planted seeds in that young man's heart. And he may not be, we don't know if he's a believer, do we?
He said he used to go to church, but he doesn't. Much anymore.
Backslidden.
So,
but see, Trisha planted that seed in that young man,
mm-hmm.
and you never know what that seed is going to
mm-hmm.
do.
And I planted more. The next day on Wednesday, I went, and we talked more about it. And Friday, I go back, and I'm sure I'll just get to keep planting seeds on him, just repetitively, and show him. What authority really looks like.
There you go. Excellent. All right. So let's get on.
Today we want to talk about authority in the storm.
Yes.
I was writing in my journal today and I had several different things come up, but God was really telling me to stick with authority because people really need to understand this authority and how to use it.
Right. And when we talk about the storm, we're not talking about just a physical storm. But even though we're fixed to talk about a physical storm, but the storms that we're also talking about having authority over are the storms in your life. What's going on? What's causing these things? You needing to understand that you do have authority over these storms that are coming at you, that are currently in your life.
Mm-hmm. You can take authority over other people's lives, over
right.
storms in their lives.
I really believe you could do it to a non-believer, to show them the effects of what God can do through a person, through the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can always try it.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the storm in Mark 4:35-41, Jesus had the authority to calm the storm and rebuke the wind and waves. We'll read that in a minute. But who gave him that authority? God the Father. Jesus had the Holy Spirit on the inside of him working all the time. Jesus had all authority in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and he knew it. He walked it out. It was a free gift given to him by his Father. He knew who he was and whose he was.
So, if we look at it, we as believers need to find that authority and use it. So let's look at Matthew 28:18-20. It shows us that Jesus took ownership of his authority because he speaks it aloud to his disciples.
And when when you speak something with your mouth, we say it over and over. It goes from your heart to your mouth makes through your ears to your head and back to your heart. It's a circle, but it builds your faith more than anything else. It builds my faith. When I was telling my physical therapist about this, it built my faith more than it probably built his. It really regenerates you to say that.
Right. So here's what happened is Jesus took ownership of his authority. So here's what Jesus said. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So you know what? He knows what authority he has. Do you? If you're a believer, you need to first and foremost understand that you are a child of God. We're his children, just like Jesus was his child. And he endowed Jesus with power and authority. So that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
But the best is yet to come. Because Jesus took his authority, and what did he do?
He gave it to us.
He absolutely gave it to us.
So he finished... tells us in Matthew 28:19-20, it's the commission. It says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
That is what I call authority.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know you have authority when you give it away? It's kind of like a king giving it to his son.
Yeah.
So it's also like a person who's in charge of other people, such as a boss at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've been given authority by the company, but you have no authority until they give it to you. Does that make sense?
Let's say it this way. God is the head of all. He's the company. They give authority to someone to lead and rule people, which was Jesus. Then the leader, Jesus, uses his authority to help you. Let's say that boss died and you obtained his position at work. Now the company, who is?
God,
gives you all the authority the leader had.
And Jesus.
The point is, you have the authority that Jesus had and died to give you.
So that is good news also.
That is.
So in Mark 4:35-41, we see that Jesus knew how to use his authority. Did you want to say something?
No, I just hope we didn't mess that up too much. I hope somebody could get that in.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, you know, we'll just take a step back. God is the company.
Yes.
Jesus is the boss.
Yes.
And we are us.
Okay.
So God gave authority to Jesus, and Jesus gave authority to us.
Yes.
Does that make sense? It's kind of like a stair step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's the top, and Jesus really is the top too, because he's right next to the right hand
thing.
Of God.
Yeah.
So they're on the same top level, but we're a step below.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's below us? The devil, because he's under our feet, right?
And he has no authority.
None.
No authority. But he will let you think he does.
Absolutely.
He will make you think he does, but he has none.
So let's look some more at Jesus calming the storm. Okay?
Okay. This is Mark 4:35-41. We see that Jesus knew how to use his authority. So on 35, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you even care if we drown?" They were a little dramatic, I think, at that point. He got up, rebuked the wind and waves, and said, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm.
And he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him?"
Yeah, I think they were kind of freaking out on many different levels at that point.
And, yeah.
But they didn't have authority. And we'll get to that. So there are many, many important lessons in these scriptures that we would love to focus on, but I want to focus tonight on the fact that Jesus used his authority. He spoke to the wind and waves. All he had to say were three words: "Quiet, be still."
Yep.
If I were on that boat today, going through a storm like we all are, like he talked about earlier, I need to understand that I have the authority to stand firm and say to my storm, "Peace, be still." I like "peace, be still" better because it instills a sense of calmness within yourself. Not just the winds and waves, but a calmness. That's just me. Sorry. It may be easy to say, but you have to understand the authority behind it before it will work. You have to believe that you have it. You have to know that God has given you this authority. So take ownership of it. Jesus trusted in God, and we need to trust him too. Now, this is the key. If you don't remember anything else tonight, I want you to remember this. You cannot speak with authority.
You do not believe you have.
Say it again.
You cannot speak with authority that you don't believe you have. You have to know this in your heart. You have to know who you are. You are a beloved child of God. Do you understand that? And he will never leave you or forsake you. So when you let Jesus become the savior of your life, you give control over to God. And that's why it's so important when we always stress at the end of our shows, you know, if you've never given your life to Jesus, it right now is a great time to do it. It's the best time because we're not promised a tomorrow. So, okay, I kind of got sidetracked, sorry. So but here's what happens. He gives you the authority that he gave Jesus. So God gives you the authority that he gave Jesus so that we can do even greater things than Jesus did because we have the assurance of the cross. It's already done. It's already been done. It's already been done. Mm-hmm. I can't tell. So many people think that they had to ask God to do something. It's already done.
He's already healed you.
Exercise your faith and your authority. So the disciples didn't even have any authority because Jesus hadn't died for them yet.
And that's kind of why they were freaking out so much. They didn't understand about authority yet because they didn't have any.
But we have it when we become believers, right?
That's right. So we know we have authority. We just need to use it. How do we do that? By standing on the word. Find out who you are in Christ in the Bible and how important you are to God. He loves you so much. He loves us so much. Seek him first. When you have a problem, seek his advice and counsel. He is always there to help you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He recently told me, "You can never get rid of me. You may walk away, but I'm still there." There is nowhere you can hide from the love that is God.
That's good. So here's what we want to leave you with tonight. Just a few reminders of who you are in Christ. You want to tag team these?
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
Let me just say real quick. We got these from a
brochure
from our church at the Father's house.
It's the one that our pastor Kevin Casey wrote.
Yes, and we would love to get you some information on that. So if you want these these truths, there's so many more of them that I can send you or give to you. Just,
right.
you know, let us know. Email us. I would love to send you any information on who you are in Jesus.
But get a pen and paper out, because we want you to write these scriptures down. If you just write the verses down, that's great. Then you can go back and look them up later.
Yes.
So, all right. Okay, Everybody get their pen out, their paper?
Oh, wait. She doesn't have it yet.
Okay, hang on. Okay, she got it.
Okay, okay.
All right.
All right. I am a new creation created in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Also in 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ.
Mm-hmm. In Ephesians 6:10, it says, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
And if you also look in Colossians 2:10, it says, I am complete in him. That's great.
I love that. I love that. Ephesians 2:10 says, I am his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Good works.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're created. Good
That's
works.
That's right. In Galatians 4:7, it says, I am a son and heir of God.
Yes. I love that too. That kind of puts it into perspective, like the stepladder we were talking about, how God
right.
and Jesus and us. So, in 1 John 5, 4-5, it says, I am a world overcomer.
Who,
I love that one.
Who can
I
overcome the world but the Lord, right?
That's right.
And because of the Lord, we can overcome the world because it's already been overcome.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, that's kind of all we have for everyone for this episode. It's a little bit shorter than normal, but we can't end episode without giving... people out there that are listening that have never received Jesus as their Savior, the chance to do that right now.
Yes.
So if you have never done this before, if you may have been hurt in church, you may have never gone to church, you may have, I don't know what may have happened in your life, but we want to make sure that we always end a show giving somebody the chance to receive Jesus as their Savior.
Amen.
So choosing Jesus as your Savior, I can't stress, it's the most important decision that you'll ever make in your entire life.
Yes.
There is no other decision in your life, not about your career, not about anything that's on earth, because everything that's on earth is going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be an eternity. So many people don't believe there's an eternity in heaven. And I'm telling you, eternity is a long time to have the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
So please, listen to what I'm about to tell you. God's word promises this, that if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you will believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's Romans 10:9 through 10. And if we skip down a couple verses to Romans 10:13, it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is for whosoever. A lot of times people will say, well, who's a whosoever? I'm a whosoever. You're a whosoever. It's that everybody is a whosoever. So if anybody will call upon the name of the Lord, they will be saved. Just like it says in Romans 10:9 through 10. So by his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is very, 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 very simple. It's to believe and to receive. Those two things. If you can remember those two things, believe and receive, that's what's going to be important. That's going to be one of the most important things that you're ever going to make a decision on. So how do I do this? It's simple as a prayer. So if you're out there and you're ready to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to pray this out loud. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And by faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? That very moment that you say that and you end that prayer, that the very moment you do that, you commit your life to Jesus, the truth of his word will instantly come to pass in your spirit. And now that you're born again, there's a brand new you. But we don't want to just leave you with that. We don't want you to just stop there. We want you to keep growing. We want you to learn how to read the Bible, what the Bible means. And that's why we're doing these radio shows or these podcasts, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
We start off with a radio show, but we want you to continue to grow, to know more about who you are in Christ, what your authority is, everything that you need to know to keep you going, to start witnessing to other people. It's the most exciting time. But we want you to contact us and let us know that you just made a decision to follow Christ, because we want to get you some material. We want to get you the stuff that you need to continue to grow.
Bible or books or these verses that I said, things like that.
Right. We would love to hear from you. We want to know also, anybody out there that's listening, contact us. You can go to our website, themessengersradio.com, and there's a contact button on there. If you'll click on there, and you can either email us individually, or you can fill that little form out, and it'll email both of us at the same time. And we want to know, are these broadcasts, are they doing anything for you? Are you growing? Are you understanding more? Positive feedback. Negative feedback. Do you think that we're doing something wrong? So anyway, please let us know. Themessengersradio.com. Join us on Twitter. You can click on the Twitter button at the top right, or you can click on the Face button at the top right and get to our Facebook and Twitter page. I don't really do much on Twitter. Do you?
I don't.
I don't either.
I should, but
not a whole. And
we do a lot
lot more stuff on Facebook now with the Messenger's Facebook page. Yeah. So
we post the link and everything like that. You may be listening from that link.
Yeah. So tell your friends. Let them know, man. It's time to grow. This season right now, we need to grow.
Yes.
We need to know. We need to get godly people in government right now. So.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say about that. So we hope you guys have a great day or evening whenever you're listening.
Yes, and we love you. We just love you. Just let us know how we're doing, and we will let you know how we're doing.
All right. Have a great whatever this is.
God bye-bye. Bless you.
You've been listening to the Messengers Radio Program.